Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains brief descriptions of historic attacks on Jewish communities. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. A burglar slinks across the moonlit rooftops of an ancient city, looking down at the candlelit windows. It's too early to break into those homes. Suddenly, the thief's eyebrows raise in excitement as a window on the ground floor goes dark. He grabs onto a rope, slides down a clay brick wall, and lands silently on the sleeping street. Clinging to the shadows, he moves quickly towards the darkened window, but just before he can make it, he feels a thick, earthy hand wrap around his bicep. The burglar's eyes trail from the thick, muddy hand holding him up to a long, dripping arm to finally rest upon the melted face of a humanoid monster. The burglar shouts a plea for help, but he is quickly silenced by a second muddy hand that clamps over his mouth, muffling any further sounds from the thief. The humanoid made of mud and clay slowly pulls the burglar into the darkness of an alley. The sound of the man's hands and feet kicking the creature grow weaker and weaker until the fighting stops. Shh. A long silence hangs over the street like a blanket, soothing and safe. A few more candles blow out as the creature steps into the moon-washed streets. Its eyes search the rooftops for any more intruders, satisfied with what they've done. The creature backs into the darkness again, its muddy body blending in perfectly with the earth-colored buildings. Killian, what is this creature?
The golem.
How did you know that?
When you said muddy hand, I was like, it's a golem.
Oh, okay. It is a golem.
Golem?
Shh. Okay, Kelsey. Daddy forgot the other part where we say, open up the cryptid catalog and find out more. Daddy slacked on this one.
Jeez, Daddy.
It's the golem. So let's open up the cryptid catalog and find out more.
I knew it.
You did know it. Okay, Killian, today we have our buddies Rex, Ronan, and Remy to thank for suggesting the ancient golem.
Golem.
Thank you, friends.
Thank you.
Killian, to start off with, what do you know about the golem?
I know some things. So they make this person out of clay.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And then they tell it what to do, and then it does it.
Where have you seen this before?
Monstrum.
Monstrum. I should have known. I didn't anticipate you knowing what it was. Okay, so you are more familiar with golems than you probably imagine. And yes, to get it out of the way now, they are definitely monsters in D&D. But they are also in Pokemon, the TV show Legacies, and Supernatural, which Mommy watched all of the Legacies, most of Supernatural, and The Simpsons, as well as various horror movies. And even if you want to break it down, Frankenstein and Frosty the Snowman are technically golems. So knowing that Frankenstein and Frosty are golems, or golems, I guess it... Do you want to guess what they are?
A golem is animated. It tells it what to do.
Mm-hmm. So a golem is an animated anthropomorphic being in Jewish folklore, which is created entirely of inanimate matter, usually clay or mud, using magic. So Frosty is a snow golem and Frankenstein is a flesh golem.
Flesh.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. What kind of magic do you think is used?
Witchcraft.
Okay, so it is an ancient form of magic called Kabbalah. And I hope I said that correctly.
Kabbalah.
K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H.
Kabbalah.
This magical form started out as a means to interpret the mysteries of the miracles crafted by God, the universe, and the world. People would try to tap into this ancient magic to understand its power, and it's even studied to this day. So basically, golems are magic mud monsters crafted and summoned for one of three reasons: to show a mystery of one's understanding, to show a mastery of one's understanding of the Kabbalah, to use as a servant for labor, or to act as a bodyguard for the Jewish community. When they were first born, for lack of a better word, they cannot speak, but they can understand simple orders, which is what you were saying. Cut down firewood, protect the city from intruders, start a fire for tea, like things like that. But the longer the golem exists and is imbued with magical power, the harder it becomes for them to think and operate properly.
I thought it was going to say the more powerful.
No, it seems to be the opposite. So like that firewood they went to cut down, the golem stayed out all night and cut down an entire forest. So it's like that they start to not understand necessarily what they're supposed to be doing. Protecting the city, soon everyone looked like an intruder and they were attacked as such. The fire for the tea, the whole city went up in flames. They are kind of like computer programs. They can only do what you request them to do, but eventually something will go wrong and a reset may be needed. So some golems have to be destroyed or deactivated. I've got a good story that goes over everything. So would you like to hear a story of the first golem?
No, yes.
Okay. If you said no, okay. Just sat here silently for 10 minutes. Okay, so this is the tale of the Golem of Prague. The story goes that in the 16th century, the renowned Rabbi Lowe was looking for a way to protect the local Jewish people from the unpredictable rulers at Prague Castle. The Jewish community in Prague was being persecuted for their religious beliefs. They were called monsters, and rumors were spread about the Jewish community that they were kidnapping children and sacrificing them. This, of course, was not happening. It was all made up. But because humans have fought wars over religion from the beginning of time, the Jews in Prague were being beaten, jailed, and killed for simply having differing beliefs than others in the area. Rabbi Lowe practiced the Kabbalah, and through this, he had the power of the element of fire. He sought out two more rabbis who controlled the power of water and wind. They came together to form a plan to create a protector for the Jews of Prague. The three men went to a river and gathered hundreds of pounds of clay and mold. We're going to let Lupin jump on the couch. All right. And molded the body of a human man. The men then waited for nightfall and danced in a circle around the giant mud statue, chanting prayers for protection and power. When the time was right, Rabbi Lowe placed a small clay tablet bearing the name of God inside the mouth of the creature. The rabbis went to sleep and, as dawn came, were woken by the sound of something heavy shifting on the ground. 8 feet tall with glowing red eyes, the Golem of Prague was born. The golem was named Joseph and became the protector of the Jewish community, saving children from burning buildings, wandering the streets of the Jewish quarter of Prague at night, keeping the inhabitants safe from harm. Joseph the Golem acted almost like a superhero protecting his community.
Whoa.
You know, super cool.
Captain Golem.
Yep. Rabbi Lowe would deactivate his creation for the Sabbath to allow the creature to rest according to Jewish customs. However, one day he forgot, and the golem, without instructions, went raging through the quarter, destroying everything in its path.
Bum, bum, bum.
Rabbi Lowe was preaching in the old new synagogue when he was interrupted and told of the chaos the golem was causing. Lo eventually confronted the monster outside the synagogue. The two fought, and the rabbi managed to climb up the golem's back and pry the clay tablet out of its mouth. The golem collapsed.
Clay tablet?
Remember, he put it in his mouth. Remember? We talked about that?
Were you not listening to the story?
You, a tablet is a computer thing.
I thought he said, I'm going to put the name of God in his mouth.
On a tablet, which is not a computer tablet like you have. It's like a piece of, it could be like a piece of clay or wood or hardened pottery or something that it's like written upon. So almost like a fancy piece of paper, kind of.
Oh.
Makes sense now?
Yeah, now it makes sense.
Oh, okay. I think we both had a misunderstanding there. Okay. The golem collapsed to the floor, the magic removed, thus destroying the creature. The golem was never revived and allegedly was later stored in the synagogue's attic, which has remained locked for centuries. And prayers are recited outside the door twice a day to this very day. That's real, by the way. That's not made up. The golem is allegedly in the attic. Allegedly in the attic of the Old New Synagogue, Europe's oldest still active synagogue. Isn't that cool? So the story, we didn't have to make up a story this week because the story is real.
I want to chop an axe to the wooden door and free the golem.
I don't know that the golem needs to be freed. I believe the golem is exactly where he might need to be.
No, I think he should be free because I don't think they feed him.
I don't know that he needs to eat.
He does, because every human does.
But he's not human.
Oh, yeah.
He is human-like, like he's shaped like a human. But he's not.
Then I had a misunderstanding.
That's okay. That was an honest misunderstanding for sure. He is humanoid, but he's not human. He's made out of, in this instance at least, he's made out of clay and mud.
Stone.
No, clay and mud.
Oh, I thought that's what happened. No, but after
you know what? That's a fair point.
Being in there so long.
Right.
He could be turned into stone. Like,
right. That is a fair point. Because he's made out of clay and mud. What happens when the clay and mud dry? That's a good point. Did he turn into a statue? Has he crumbled into dirt?
Yeah, smashed with a hammer.
Or is he somehow magically still wet?
Maybe they put water on him.
Maybe they give him a good mist every day.
Mist.
But it sounds like they don't open the door, so maybe not. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But air travels. Air can travel through.
For sure. You're right about
through,
it being.
So if they put a mist.
Like underneath the door?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe there's sprinklers in there. Probably not.
Why would there be sprinklers?
To keep him wet.
But why would they want to keep him wet?
That's true. They're kind of trying to make sure he doesn't come back. So it might be good to let him dry out.
They're trying to kill him.
I don't know about kill him. Well, yeah, they deactivated him. He's not a real human. Yeah, they deactivated him like a computer. All right.
So that's why I said it was a tablet.
It all comes full circle. All right, so that is the golem. It's a short episode, but no less important and no less action-packed. And again, I'd like to reiterate, we did not make that story up. It is a story that has been passed down. So it's cool sometimes when the real passed down story is better than anything we could have written. Yes?
It's the golem.
You keep saying golem, I say golem. It's okay.
I made my hand wet.
I thought you were correcting me because you do that a lot.
Also, are we going to be doing episodes in the summer?
Yes.
I was just asking since.
No, I know. I'm just saying yes.
Summer, we're busy.
We're not too busy to record an episode, but that's fair. It's a good time to let them know that we will still be doing episodes in the summer. All right, ready to wrap this up?
Yeah.
So, what do
I'm Karina.
No, not that wrapped up yet. What did you think of the golem?
I liked it.
You liked it? I think they're pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I think I never knew the history of how they came to be. And I think that's really cool.
I'm Karina.
Not there yet.
Okay.
Would you ever want to meet one?
Evil, no. Good, no.
No?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You wouldn't even want to meet the one, like, before he, that, because that golem was really good before it went.
No, I don't want to meet one.
Okay. So if I see one, don't tell you?
What?
I will say this. I like them because they are protectors and can be used
actually,
as forces.
I would like to see one, but not like...
Oh, now we all of a sudden change our mind.
Because I want you to tell me.
Oh, because you want me to tell you if I see one?
Only reason.
Oh, okay, fair. So you don't want anything to do with them unless I see one, and then I have to tell you.
Yes.
Okay. Either way, I like them because they seem to be, they're forces of good. Although we didn't get into it, they definitely can be used for evil, though. So that's just something to keep in mind. Legions of clay monsters order to destroy anything in their path, which is honestly pretty terrifying when you think about it. If you could create your own golem, what would you have them do?
I would make it clean my room for
me. I knew that would be your answer. You basically have that. You're two parents.
No. No one. No, when you're like, Julian, go clean your room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Gollum, dude, clean my room.
It's because mommy and daddy are the worst.
No, you are not. No, you are not.
All right, well, that is it. That's what we have for golems. So thank you again to Rex, Ronan, and Remy for suggesting the golem.
Watch. RRR.
RRR. You want to know a fun fact that is only fun to me, but I'm going to tell you anyway?
What?
Mommy and his uncle, my brother, used to live across the street from people, and they had 6 children, and all of them were named with R's. So we would call, so if we went to their house to go play, we would say, we're going to the 6 R's house. That's what we called them.
That's funny.
Because all their names started with R. Actually, I'm pretty sure the mom and dad also had R names, but I can't remember for sure.
So now it's set.
Maybe. I don't remember.
We're going to the 8 R's.
Yeah. No. I don't remember. It's a long time ago. All right. Thank you again for listening.
I'm Karina.
And I'm Killian. And this has been the Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time.
Remember.
The cryptids.
Are watching.
Bum.
You have a golem on your shirt. Look. It's a Goosebumps shirt, but that looks like a golem right there.
It's actually from a book. It was an egg that turned out to be a slimy little creature.
Like a golem.
Yeah, slimy.
Oh.
But still cool.
Okay.